ways, ways of showing affection. This is Dr. Herlo Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination, Ways of Showing Affection. I have a golden retriever. And one way that he likes to show affection is to take my shoe and carry it out, if I'm doing anything else, and say, come on, let's go for a walk. Come on, let's go home. Or if Anita comes over to the house to do something, Rex goes in and gets the shoe. He says, see, my dad's still here. My dad's still here. So that's great. So then what happens? Anita goes on with her work and doesn't have to let me know that she's there, because he's already told her and he's already told me. He's our little interconnected device. Well, now, what are some of the ways that people have shown affection to you? Little children come with a handful of flowers and they say, I love you. Or big children come with a handful of flowers and say, I love you. And you look at the flowers and you think to yourself, oh, come on now, you know. You took them from my front yard. Like Irene's mother was in a rest home. And it was a big rest home with maybe 50 to 100 separate little apartments. And she had an apartment all of her own on the ground, on the second floor. And so on the way in, I walked up the pathways. They got a lot of little pathways around there to walk on, you know. So I walked up the pathway, and there was roses everywhere. So I reached down and picked one off the vine and took it up to her. And as we opened the door, I reached inside and I said, Lydia, I love you. Here's a rose for you. She said, you stole that. Ways of showing affection. Well, I showed her affection, and she didn't let me into her heart very quickly. But I kept pursuing, and after a while, I got in. She had four teddy bears, and those teddy bears were just sitting randomly around her little apartment. And I thought to myself, well, what are they there for, you know? And I thought, well, I'm a great storyteller, you know, I like to tell stories. You know that?
I do.
Okay, so I thought, well, I'll tell Lydia a story. I said, Lydia, you have four children. Two daughters and two sons, you know. And Irene here, who was with us, she was one of the daughters. And I said, and you have four teddy bears. Now, Irene, Lydia, I command you. You command me? You know, I guess she was used to being commanded. So she said, you command me? Okay. You know, I said, I command you to go to bed with your four teddy bears every night and set them around your bed. And say to each teddy bear, with the name of your son or daughter, I love you, good night. So, she didn't want to do that. So when Irene came and said good night to her mother oftentimes, she'd say, oh, what is the names of her brothers and sisters, Ellen, do you remember? I thought so. She would say to her sons and daughters, you know, good night, Irene, I love you. Good night, George and Fred, whatever their names were, and Joseph,
Janet,
it had a
and
very,
Rolf.
Rolf. Yeah, Rolf was one from Africa, right. And the other one was the son that lived in town and had a wife and three kids, I think, two or three kids. But I got her saying good night to each one of them as though they were sitting right there. And I visited her several times later because Irene was making sure that I did. And so little by little, Lydia accepted me. And then when Lydia went to a full-time rest home where she didn't have her own kitchen, but she was served nice meals and stuff, when she went there, Lydia wanted me to sit next to her every time I came. She would always open her arm and say, sit here. You know, on the couch. And then she'd be leaning toward me and I'd be leaning toward her, and next thing you know, we were leaning on each other because there's a space in between. If there'd been no space, it would have been straight up, but we were leaning on each other. And she enjoyed that so much. And then, you see, ways of showing affection. So Lydia had to show how much she liked me. And of course, I'm hard not to like. That's true. And so Lydia told me, now you sit here. And then she called her boyfriend. And this is an older gentleman who is an operatic singer in his early days, and still not too bad. So he came in, and she said, sing for us. And on command, he began singing his operatic arias, doing a very lovely job. And this happened every time I went in to visit. And it was just a way of showing affection, a way of showing love, a way of showing caring. Now, what ways do you have of showing caring, you know? Anita was telling us that she was visiting with her mother, and she wanted to do things certain ways, and then she thought, oh, why am I bothering doing this here? Mom, you always do it nice. Thanks, Mom, I appreciate that. And all of a sudden, her mother got up off the floor and said, what happened here? And Anita just said, oh, you know, Mom, I figured, why should I tell you how to arrange this house? You're living here by yourself and doing a great job. Why should I tell you how to arrange my room when the minute I leave here, you'll put it back to the way you like to have it? And so while I'm here, if you come in and rearrange things a little bit, that's okay. That just shows me that you care so much, that you want me to share in with the love that you have. And her mother just found it dumbfounding, because the other daughters wouldn't allow that. The other daughters said, hey, this is my house. You're coming to visit me. You don't monkey around my stuff. And so the mother didn't have a chance. But with Anita, with the pure ball of love, Anita, you know, mother had a lot of chances. Anita knew how to show love. And her mother, who didn't know how to show love, learned how to show love by the generosity of Anita. Because in how we show love, by being undemanding, by not telling other people how to do it or how to be it, it comes. Ingeborg, here she is, 25 years old, and she's been getting telephone calls now from Switzerland and Germany and Italy and everywhere under the sun for the last 60 years, you know. And she's still 25, and she's doing just great. Well, on her birthday the other day, she got a telephone call from somebody she didn't recognize at all. She says, who is this? Who is this calling me? Who is this wishing me a happy birthday? Your cousin, right? Or your aunt, who is it? Sister?
My niece.
Your niece. And so it was her niece. It was her niece that was calling her. And the niece hadn't called her in a Kunze, in a forever time. She just didn't know what to think and what to do. And the next thing you know, here they are, a bunch of cackling kittens, you know, laughing and joking and crying over the telephone in such happiness and such a sharing of love. Now, that one telephone call, if she never calls again, it will be like a shining light in Ingeborg's heart, because it was really a show of love that was very special. How we show our love, how we demonstrate our love, it can be nothing to us, and it can mean everything to everybody else. And I can tell you one thing. I kind of like it when my son comes bringing my shoe up to me and wagging his tail and saying, here you are, Dad. I kind of like it. He doesn't tear them apart. He doesn't chop them up or chew them up. He just brings them, and he throws it back and forth and says, yeah, I like playing with your shoe. I like playing with anything that you got. Now, that's a real show of affection. Now, think of ways you can do that. You can bring my shoes and wag your tail and shake my shoe around or whatever you like to do. But just remember, your show of affection doesn't always have to cost money. It doesn't always have to be what's expected. It doesn't have to be anything at all. It just is, are you ready to receive the affection when it comes? So think about these things, because they're lots of fun. And they're really something very important for all of us. Now, I got my shoe, and I got a dog around here someplace, and time to head back to the barn, take a nap, be ready for a great afternoon. So, the next time you have a chance to show affection, Don't miss it. Be there with bells on and share it with all your heart. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.